It is every woman's dream to have babies of their own. But the sad reality is that many women find it difficult getting pregnant after years of marriage. It is estimated that 1 out of 10 couples experience infertility. Evidence abounds that either of the couple can be the cause of the inability of the woman to get pregnant. However, it is mainly the women who are blamed and subjected to degrees of mental torture for the worrying situation. In their quest to find solutions to the problem, these worried women find themselves at prayer camp shrines and other places where they are made to go through despicable ordeal. Others also take all kinds of medications which are harmful to their health. Victoria Haji, in this special report, finds out more about infertility in women and how it can be prevented.
Jenny was my best friend, went away one summer, came back with a secret she just couldn't keep, a child inside her.
According to the World Health Organization, a woman is described as infertile if she's unable to get pregnant after 1 year of unprotected sexual intercourse. Women are also considered infertile if they have repeated miscarriages. When a woman has a hard time getting pregnant, it is just as likely to be caused by a problem with the man's fertility as it is with a woman's fertility. In other words, men can also suffer infertility. How easy can a woman scale the hurdle of infertility?
I just planned it and then I got pregnant at the right time also.
In sharp contrast, other women go through hard times.
I was about 9 years without a child. And after that, the man decided we should separate, so we separated. After the separation, I waited for about 4 years and got married. After the marriage too, I had about 2 years before the prophecy came and I delivered safely as follows.
Radio Ghana spoke to some women to find out if they have any idea about the causes of infertility.
I don't know anything about infertility.
No, I don't know anything about infertility.
Taking of contraceptives and then aborting of pregnancies.
I don't know anything about infertility.
So what brings about infertility in women? An obstetrician, gynecologist at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Dr. Gabriel Ganyaglo, said the most common cause of infertility in women is pelvic inflammatory disease.
For the women, we find that some what we call chemical agents in the blood may not be there. In the technical term, it's endocrine abnormalities. However, the commonest cause of infertility in our environment is commonly associated with the fallopian tubes or the tubal factors. And the tubal factors we find are easily affected by recurrent episodes of pelvic infection, or what is commonly known as pelvic inflammatory disease, or PID for short. So if a woman has a pelvic infection that is not treated properly or doesn't seek treatment in hospital, then that infection may go on for some time, and in the end it will not heal well and may leave some scarring on the tubes. If you have an unsafe abortion procedure that becomes complicated, then it's likely an infection can ensue. And if the infection that follows an unsafe abortion is also not properly treated, then there's a very good risk. Poor personal hygiene and continuous getting offensive vaginal discharge that she doesn't really go to hospital for, and continues to take treatment by herself, then the chances are that the infection in the pelvis doesn't get properly treated or doesn't get adequately treated.
Often, when women cannot conceive, the blame is put on them, even when approximately 50% of infertility issues come from the man. Many societies also tend to value a woman if she's able to produce at least one child. Dr. Ganyaglo again, on psychological effects of infertility.
It has profound psychological effects on the woman, because fortunately in our society the test for womanhood is about pregnancy and childbirth. So every married woman wants to show that yes, I can be counted among the league of women. And so it becomes such a psychological burden on the woman if pregnancy doesn't come soon after marriage or is dragging. Then you have all kinds of pressures put on the woman by the in-laws, and sometimes can be a strain on the married relationship as well. Childbirth is a gift from God, so perhaps if you are not getting it, then God hasn't given it to you. But it's important that society understand that isn't always the case that infertility is due to the woman.
Most women who are hard-pressed to conceive trip to spiritual churches to pray for a miracle. The question is, does infertility have any link with spirituality? Reverend Ebenezer Ali is the head pastor of the Mataiko branch of Faith Evangelical Mission.
Yes, it has a spiritual link. According to the Bible, prayers have been said against this infertility, and God has listened to the prayers of others. The Bible says Sarah, Elizabeth also were having infertility problems, but God listened to their prayer and they have children. So it is rare in certain homes or certain families, the enemy attack them, and even women in the family doesn't bring forth, men in the family doesn't bring forth, they can't have children. But when they come to churches and they are being prayed for, lo and behold, they get their children.
But can infertility be prevented at all? Dr. Ganyaglo says it is possible to prevent some cases if the individual maintains healthy lifestyles, treat existing diseases and control chronic ones. According to him, lifelong practice of safer sex also reduce the likelihood of sexually transmitted diseases which impair fertility.
Good personal hygiene is very important to start with, and once you get vaginal discharge, it's important that you go to the clinic or to the hospital to get adequately treated for it. It is not a one-size-fits-all situation when it comes to the treatment for infertility. A few times we give some people medication so that the egg can be released. Some people, we give them medication and encourage them to lose weight because they have situations that doesn't allow the ovary to release the egg. And so we encourage them to exercise, we ask them to lose weight, and some we put on medications. And some of them have milk secretions from the breast that can be shown to be a cause of the infertility, and those ones who get medication for it. It is not all situations where the woman who is not breastfeeding gets milk from the breast that it is cause of infertility. So we investigate thoroughly, and depending on the cause we find, we treat accordingly.
Mrs. Sheila Ntren went through difficult times before getting pregnant.
I was about 35 years when I believed it, and it was through a prophecy. From the very day that I had my period, I came to church. It was one thing evening, and after the prophecy, I realized there is a change. Gradually. The day that Tuesday I had 36 weeks, I delivered safely at Holiday. I was about 9 years without a child. And after that, the man decided we should separate, so we separated. After the separation, I waited for about 4 years and got married. After the marriage too, I had about 2 years before the prophecy came and I delivered safely at Holiday. I will advise them to exercise patience and wait on the Lord. There are some people, when they are in need of a child, they go to places, they have sex with everybody simply because they want to get pregnant. But that won't solve the problem. The most important thing is to wait upon the Lord. Or if you don't have faith in God and you decide to go to the hospital to make sure you abide by the treatment too.
How many men would stick to infertile women?
I don't think every man would like to marry somebody with infertility. Maybe sometimes you may not know, so you got into it. You have already got yourself into it, you cannot come out. I see that the lady cannot give birth. Maybe I'll not leave her anyway, but maybe I'll go out and see if I can get another woman who can give birth.
One, I don't have any problem with that. You see, giving birth is like you are cooking a palm soup. If the oil does not come at the face of it, doesn't change the name of the soup.
Hey, I wouldn't like to marry an infertile woman because I'm coming from a community that loves and cherish children very much. So even if the woman is infertile and I love her and I marry, I wouldn't have that peace of mind with my family. There will be problems here and there.
I would like to marry someone who is infertile because of the way I love the person, despite she can't give birth. If you really love somebody, no matter the circumstance, you have to go along with the person. Besides, in the course of the relationship or the marriage, the person can give birth through a miracle.
It is clear most women do not have enough knowledge about infertility. There is the urgent need for more education and awareness creation. To the women who are married and have problems conceiving, there is hope as they can go for treatment to detect the cause of their problem. They must also ensure that their male counterparts also go through rigorous checkup to see whether they are not the cause. Doctors say there are many ways to address the issue of infertility. I will bring you more in my next special report. I am Victoria Ahaji.